Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Austin and Berm Show on 97.1 The Fan, 10 TV and 10 TV Plus. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Talking Stuff. Talking Stuff is the recruiting-centric version of what Austin and I do on this channel. Talking Stuff has been, over the years, traditionally more of a hodgepodge show where I spend an hour or so breaking down all the latest in Ohio State recruiting. That is still going to happen on this channel, on this playlist. But as opposed to previous iterations of my work where I have had terminology, interviews with recruits, et cetera, in Talking Stuff and being branded separately, those things are now going to be branded under one umbrella. That's always going to be Talking Stuff. So anything that is labeled Talking Stuff on the Austin and Berm Show is going to be recruiting centric. So that's going to start right now as we sit down with Jordan Thomas, a four-star cornerback commitment from New Jersey, who picked the Buckeyes to be his future program about a month ago and is now turning the page to be a recruiter for Ohio State with his official visit to Columbus coming up. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more right now. As mentioned, Jordan Thomas is with us now. Jordan, congratulations on being the first guest of this new era of Talking Stuff. We're at 97.1 The Fan, 10 TV and 10 TV Plus in Columbus. This is a moment, I guess, for you to truly give people a sense of who you are. And I've been watching your recruitment through a little bit of an outside lens for the last year. The last 2 months, it really picked up with you in Ohio State, a March 17th visit, an April 1st visit, a May 12th commitment. How crazy have these last few months been for you, and how relieved are you to have the recruitment over with and all that weight off your shoulders?
You know, these last few months have been a blessing, a dream come true. And, you know, I wouldn't have done it any other way. And, you know, it has been a relief committing to Ohio State. Yes, it has. It's been a weight lifted off my shoulders for sure. Now I get to focus on the main important things like academics and my development.
No, I think that you guys and players like yourself, you know, you're a high four-star ranked prospect, top 150 or 200 ranked player in the country. It's like you have every blessing in the world bestowed upon you when you have these opportunities, but at times it can be a little bit overbearing. At times it can take away from you being just a teenager and getting able to go to prom and be left alone, et cetera. Has there been a noticeable cut down in people reaching out to you, and how much have you enjoyed the relative peace that's come since May 12th and your commitment?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, coaches don't really reach out anymore. You know, definitely since because I committed to Ohio State, I feel like a lot of schools that used to be recruiting me are kind of like scared to go after me and sought after me and stuff like that.
No, I'd like to, if we could. I know your interest in Ohio State goes back a couple years. It's been sincere for at least since last spring when Tim Walton really started reaching out to you and the Buckeyes began to identify and evaluate your talent. But as far as the way that your recruitment was perceived with Ohio State from the social media world, et cetera, it seems like things really ramped up starting in March when you made the trip on Ohio State's first spring practice this year. Yes. And then returned 2 weeks later. What was it in those two trips that you hadn't seen maybe, but that you needed to see and that really helped open your eyes as to what made Ohio State the right place for you?
You know, I used spring to get an overall feel for the last few programs I was really considering. And Ohio State, when I visited there, they checked off all my boxes when it came to the culture part, football part, faith part. You know, they're a very family-oriented program. And, you know, I feel like Ohio State was my best overall fit. And as you know, my relationships with Coach Walton and Coach Patricia and Coach Ryan Day, it really just like blew up when I visited there March 17th. And you know, I didn't get a feeling like that anywhere else.
When Ohio State ended the season as national champions, there's a different defensive coordinator in Jim Knowles. He had been constructing and orchestrating the defense that you maybe thought you were going to play in. Then he leaves, he goes to Penn State, one of the other main schools that you were considering. Matt Patricia comes in and has a large, you know, he's got a reputation, obviously a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator, a former NFL head coach, especially in the Northeast, and probably has a probably know a lot about him up where you're from.
Yes.
What was it about Coach Patricia maybe that you didn't expect that caught you off guard and that helped open your eyes to what he could do for you? Because the relationship with Walt has been well established and McCrary's been involved, but how did Matt Patricia's addition really impact things?
Coach Patricia's the addition of Coach Patricia to Ohio State was really the cherry on top. You know, Coach Patricia, the way he sought after me and wanted to build a relationship with me wasn't like any other defensive coordinator that was recruiting me. And he really wanted to coach me. He really wanted to get to know me. And he really saw me fitting really well into his defensive scheme. And, you know, Coach Walt and Coach Patricia, those are my guys. And I'm really looking forward to playing for them.
Now, obviously, you are listed by most of the recruiting agencies as a cornerback. I think that as I look through the industry rankings, they have you as the number 17 ranked cornerback. That's the composite rankings. At 6'1", 190 pounds, all of the things. Ohio State going after you for so long. Do you feel like you're underrated?
Absolutely.
Why do you think that's the case?
Because I don't think there's anybody better than me in the nation. You know, when it comes to the amount of hard work I put in, you know, my confidence, the film I put on the field, and just my overall character, I don't feel like there's anybody better than me in the nation.
You know, I think recruiting is so fascinating these days because there is a large political component to a lot of these things. Let's just call a spade a spade. If you're a guy that's going out and participating in the underwear Olympics, if you're a guy that's going out and going to the different brands and their camps, that generally seems to move you up the list. If you are much more active on social media, you draw more attention, people think that that's better for you. Is there anything throughout this recruiting process that has stood out to you as a, like, man, I'm glad that I don't have to deal with that anymore, or something that maybe you would have done different if you know, now that you've been through it for almost 2 years?
Well, there's still more things that I want to accomplish. You know, there's still, I'm not trying to get complacent. I'm trying to remain hungry and humble in this decision. I'm blessed to be in a position that I'm in, but, you know, there's still a lot more work to be done. And, you know, I'm excited to continue to put the work in, continue to help my team win another state championship. And, you know, overall, just be prepared for when I come into Ohio State next year.
Do you feel like you, is there any, not regret, but do you wish you were coming to Ohio to play Massillon this year instead of last year, now that you're committed?
Well, you know, going to Ohio last year to play Massillon, it was a great game. It was really rainy, but the environment there was crazy. And Coach Walton, and he was there, and it was just a great time. And if we could make that happen, that would have been great.
Now, how much Quincy Porter, former teammate of yours, now a freshman at Ohio State, you know, at Bergen Catholic, you guys are one of the most preeminent programs in the entire country football-wise. You get trained and coached up at your high school in a very professional way. How much has Quincy's influence and what he's been able to tell you about Ohio State in the 5 months that he's been there, how important was that to hear the truth from somebody that you trusted as opposed to hearing it just in a recruiting pitch?
You know, yeah, Quincy Porter is a great player. You know, he's going to be great at Ohio State. And, you know, just hearing him talk about Ohio State, how competitive it is, how just unique it is as a program that develops him in all aspects of life really stood out to me. You know, because I want to go somewhere where I could be challenged in all aspects of life. And Ohio State was the best place to do that.
You know, as a defensive back, as a cornerback, you go to practice on March 17th when Ohio State's celebrating. You know, Ryan Day's looking around. They got the new signage up, the national championship signs and all that stuff. But for you as a player, I remember being in the building that day watching you. You seem to be locked in on the matchups between the wide receivers and the corners. And the day you committed, you said that the ability to go there and have the iron sharpen iron was a major piece of this puzzle for you.
100%.
When you watch guys like Quincy, who is probably the best receiver that's maybe ever come through Bergen Catholic High School, and then you watch him at Ohio State and you realize he's like number 7 on the depth chart, how different is that to start and visualize your role and how you fit in, because that leap is huge, right? And now it's like you have to completely change your mindset to be ready for that in January.
Yeah, so Quincy got his black stripe removed. I think he was one of the first freshmen to do that. I think it was the second day that I was there, the second week I was there. And, you know, Quincy's doing a great job. And I feel like if he could go there and do it, I could go there and do it as well. You know, I'm not too concerned about the room or the competition there. I'm just willing to go out there and give my all. And that's what I'm going to do.
As you watch the Ohio State defensive backs, you've seen Coach Walton and Mike Arary and now Matt Patricia, and they're trying to bring back the BIA, right? That's the way that they talk about the secondary there.
Yes,
the last couple years, we've seen, you know, the number one defense in the country. You see a fellow New Jersey corner in Davison Igbinosin. Have you had a chance to really sit down and talk with either Davison or even Jermaine Matthews or the coaches about exactly what role they see you in? Because I look at you and I see long outside corner, but, you know, as again, in your recruitment, there's some who have thought maybe you would end up at safety. How do they see you, and which role in their defense do you feel like fits you best?
Right. So they see me as a versatile athlete that could come in and play defensive back, not just one position like corner or safety, but they can see me coming in as playing corner, but also being able to mature and develop and move inside and play nickel in that star position as well. Locking down their best receivers, whoever's on the opposite side of the ball, basically playing, that's my cat. Whoever's the best receiver on the other side of the ball, that's where I'm going to line up.
Describe yourself as a defensive player to me. I've watched your tape, but I see it's huddle, right? It's highlights. I'm only seeing the best, okay? But every single play, it seems like you're knocking a ball away or you're intercepting a pass. Like, how do you describe your game, and what motivates you as a defensive player?
I describe my game as game-changing. You know, I feel like that I'm a game-changer on whoever we go up against. You know, I'm a lockdown corner, and you know, I'm very confident in the way that I play because of the work that I put in and the amount of time I put in watching film. And, you know, I'm really excited to just continue developing and continue to get better at the things that I do best and working on the things that I don't do good as well.
I'm partial to you and your film and you as a player, because as a younger man, when I was an athlete in high school and college, I also wore number 21. So now I have to ask, why the number 21, Jordan? And it's been a while since Ohio State's had a defensive player who's rocked it, that like was a prominent player. So I'm kind of like banking on you to be that guy. But why do you wear number 21?
You know, I have a spiritual connection with the number 21. And it's like God's way of communicating with me that just to trust in him and everything's going to be okay. You know, I see 21 everywhere I go. You can ask my dad, anybody that knows me. I see 21 everywhere I go, on license plates, on codes, on just anywhere, you name it. And my father wore 21 when he was in college playing basketball as well. So it's just that spiritual connection I have with that number, that spiritual connection between me and God.
Hey, I'm gonna let you in. I'm gonna give you a little insight into my brain. I have six older brothers, right? And every one of us growing up always wore the number that corresponded essentially with our birth date. So my brother was born on November, July 7th, he wore number 7. July 9th, wore number 9. As a twin, I was born on October 1st, but as a twin, I have a twin sister. So I always wore two of us on number 1. So that was my way of breaking it down. Now, it also coincided that I was a huge fan of Roger Clemens growing up as a pitcher and playing baseball. And so it worked out. But I just created a reason that I wanted to wear it. But
Deion Sanders also wore 21. That's my favorite player. So there's that.
Deion was a pretty explosive in that number when he was in the NFL. Remember, he did wear number 2 in college. So people forget that for some reason. So as we move forward here, it's kind of a regular thing for Ohio State to go into New Jersey and pull out the best defensive backs at this point. It's been going on for a couple of years now. One of the things that I always ask guys is where their favorite New Jersey pizza place is or their favorite bagel place. Mm. So
everybody says bagels.
Well, that's closer to New York, but
yeah. But I would say this spot called Anthony Franco's. They have the best deep dish pizza I've ever had. And my pops always gets this from my family and I.
So you're a deep dish guy, even though you're from Jersey, not?
Yes.
Interesting.
There's a lot of great pizza in Jersey, but that deep dish, man, is really
good. Have you, on your multiple visits to Columbus, have you found a pizza place yet that hits the spot that you're looking for?
Not yet, but hopefully on an official visit, yeah. Hopefully.
So you got to reach out to Davison and figure out where that is from him. When Coach Jeff Halfley was there, the DC, he was always big about the pizza and bagels. That's all he was ever looking for. Luke Whippler was the same way. Luke always wanted the bagels. So, what date are you taking your official visit to Ohio State, Jordan?
June 21st. See, that it's already written. You know that I can't even make that up. 21.
That's turning into a fairly big weekend for you guys. A lot of the commitments coming to town, a lot of the top targets in the class of 2026 coming to town, the guys that the coaching staff has kind of had circled as the priorities for a while. Is there anybody, and I know you're not like the world's most like, I'm going to go out and beat you over the head with your process. I know you're not, you know, reaching out to every single recruit in the country, but is there anybody that you're expecting to hook up with and connect with on that visit that you've been getting to know that you've been recruiting for the Buckeyes?
Well, one of the people that I've been seeing on a couple of visits that I've been to over this process is Braylon Womack. And me and him have built like a pretty good relationship after seeing each other so many times at so many different schools, you know? So I'm definitely going to tell him to hop on BIA and, you know, ultimately, it's up to him and his family, you know, just to find the best fit for him. You know, as I was going through this process with my family and I, it ultimately came down to prayer, a lot of conversations, and, you know, ultimately finding the best overall fit.
I know that through your process, again, you reached out to Quincy and had him to lean on for the next wave of big time recruit coming through Bergen Catholic. What is the advice that Jordan Thomas will give them?
Keep the main thing, the main thing. And for that is God, you know, just keep him first and he'll take care of everything. As long as you trust in him, he's got you through it all. You know, continue to put the hard work in, continue to grind, continue to keep your grades up in school, and everything's going to be everything. Everything's going to be all right.
What I like about you, Jordan, is that you're very humble. You're low key. But now in this moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity if you want to take it. If you don't, you can slough it off. It's fine. I know you're confident in your abilities, in your game, in your future, et cetera. There are a lot of people inside of the state of Ohio who are, I don't want to say bothered, upset. The top-ranked cornerback in the state of Ohio is committed to play football at USC. Ohio State has always viewed you and Albert Hill as different players. So it's not like you were an apples to apples comparison. But why should fans be thrilled about Jordan Thomas playing for Ohio State? Like, what makes you the right guy for the Buckeyes?
Not only is my athleticism something that Coach Warren really sought after and really viewed as like a top priority, but my character as well. You know, he sees me as a fierce competitor, a leader in all aspects, on and off the field, a great role model, just somebody that's just willing to give it all for the team, to give my all for the team and do whatever it takes to win. And that ultimately, that's all it means.
I got to ask you, because you're almost too humble, too nice to be a cornerback. When you got Davison and Jermaine Matthews, who were two of the best trash talkers I've ever heard. Do you have that side of your game that you flip a switch, or is that something, you know, that you leave off to the side? Now, you don't need to be that guy. I get it. There's no need for it, but some people have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I usually let my pads talk and just let my play talk for itself, speak for itself. But, you know, that switch definitely goes off, as my mom tells me. You know, you have to flip that switch when you get on the field. It's like you're a whole different dog, you're a whole different beast when you get on the field. And I pride myself in that aspect.
I'll tell you, man, I'm sure you've picked up on it on your visits in Columbus. I'm sure your family's picked up on it. But one of the things that has constantly amazed me about Ohio State football in the last 10 to 12 years specifically are how many guys are on that team that are just really, really great people and that have the ability to flip that switch the minute that they go between those white lines and then can be right back to being a normal, humble, selfless teammate and person off the field. So it seems like you found exactly what you're looking for. And I know that you are exactly what Ohio State was looking for in the secondary. So congratulations on everything that you've accomplished and everything that you are still aiming for. We're really grateful to have you on the show and let you be here to talk about it with us.
Right. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
No problem, everyone. That's Jordan Thomas. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Talking Stuff on the Austin and Berm Show. We'll talk to you next time. See ya.